Let's talk about another reason that 4th of July, patriotism, all this going on is sinful, not of God. The Bible says in James 4:4 to be a friend of the world. America is the world. To be a friend of patriotism in all of its ways, you're an enemy of God, James 4:4 says. 1 John 2:15 says, if you love the things of the world, America's the thing of the world. If you love that, the love of the Father is not in you. Ponder these things. How can you be of the world and be of a sinful nation like America, promoting sodomy and transgenderism and abortion for decades and false churchianity, denominational religion, Roman Catholic, whatever flavor, and all of the false ways? How can you be of that and claim a holy Savior and walk in His ways and expect to live in His kingdom in righteousness? You can't. Because Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. We'll talk about this right here. You know a tree by its fruit. What's the fruit of America? America's fruit is full of false religion, paganism, war and killing, in my lifetime, abortion, homosexuality, materialism, witchcraft. How is all of that that we talk about just in my lifetime? I'm 60. How is all of that of a holy Savior and of God? It's not of God. It's of a wicked, wicked, evil one called Satan. America's roots are not in biblical Christianity. America's roots are in paganism, false religion that will damn your soul. So think about that. All these biblical concepts that just do not line up to being a patriot, to being supporting America, this false nation. It's not a Christian nation. Not a Christian nation at all. So just giving you some points to think about. I'm going to add this to my patriotism post. We always go out on 4th of July when we can and stand out at these events. And it makes people mad. A lot of people ignore us. Why? No man, talking to the men here, can open the Bible and defend this sinful, horrid, warmongering, killing, demonic holiday in the Word of God. So what can they do? They can't call the police on me. The police just drive by and they wave at me because I'm totally legal. They just ignore. What do they do? John 3:19-21. Jesus said, the light has come. He's the light. But men love darkness until they hide in their sin, in the darkness. They'd rather not talk to me at all because Scripture and the holiness of God is not on their side. Loving our neighbor, telling the truth today, we get the job of standing up for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We love doing this and we encourage other people, get out and do it. Time is short. Jesus said, work while it's day, night is coming.